The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Tyra's Back, the First Lady of Fashion and Beauty Talks America's Next Top Model, Menopause, and Her Plans to Return to the Runway. Tyra Banks feels at home on set. It's hard to imagine feeling centered when there's a stylist swirling around you, your hair is whipping to and fro, and you also happen to be suffering from food poisoning. But Banks, 51, is comforted by the chaos surrounding her. In a studio in Sydney, Australia, she's shooting her fourth Essence cover, and she finds that slipping into supermodel mode is much simpler than being the boss. Being an entrepreneur is extremely stressful, says the Inglewood, California native. I don't sleep. I am hot flashing now, so I wake up in the middle of the night many times and I just work because I am jolted awake. It's entrepreneurship. Boom, boom, boom. Constantly. But when I'm on a set, it's almost zen because I am not in charge. These days, Banks particularly welcomes the respite as her recent stressors go well beyond the demands of entrepreneurship. In the weeks before she spoke to me, she lost her Los Angeles home to the devastating fires that ravaged more than 15,000 structures and left 29 people dead. She had been spending some time in Australia for business along with her 9-year-old son, York, and her boyfriend, Louis Martin, a French-Canadian business exec. But she'd maintained her residence in California. She hasn't been back to see her former home since the fire. I understand. My home was lost in a fire 2 years ago, and I've only revisited the site once since then. Seeing it makes it real. I have these moments of thinking my house is still there because my memory is the house, Banks admits over Zoom from Sydney. I haven't been able to connect reality with my memory. They are separate right now. Of course, I've seen pictures of the devastation and I've seen pictures of our home site, but because I haven't seen it in person, it is a strange psychological thing. One of the hardest parts was breaking the news to York, her son from a previous relationship with Norwegian photographer Erik Asla. I wasn't sure how to tell my son that the house was gone, his school was gone, everywhere we used to go, the yogurt shop just gone, she says. She took a few days to deliberate, then channeled her own mother's truth-telling. As expected, York took it hard, but he rebounded faster than Banks thought he would. I remember how quickly my own daughter moved through the day when I told her about our home being destroyed by fire. It is impossible for it not to matter, but the merciful resilience of youth kicks in. Banks has exhibited her own measure of resilience. Over 20 years ago, she branched out from modeling, working as an actress in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Higher Learning, and Love and Basketball. But perhaps her best known role wasn't a character of someone else's imaging from 2003 until 2015, and for one season in 2018, she was the personality-driven host of the TV mega hit America's Next Top Model, which she co-created. It was the CW network's longest running reality show, and her long list of recipients continues to unfurl. Banks was the first black woman to appear solo on the cover of Sports Illustrated coveted swimsuit issue, the first black woman to cover GQ, and the first black woman to grace the cover of Victoria's Secret catalog. Also, starting in 2020, she served 3 years as executive producer and host of Dancing with the Stars. The tide does turn, however, and the fashion industry has a history of pushing women over a certain age to the side. The youth-obsessed nature of modeling means that it's always on the next. Only the savvy survive. In a 2008 Ebony profile, Banks posed with Iman, Alik Wick, and Kimora Lee Simmons, women who were all toggling between fabulous modeling careers as the faces of high fashion and new options, in case the world of struts ever turned a cold shoulder. Tyra was always very smart in the sense that she really understood the business, says pioneer and supermodel Beverly Johnson. Banks and Johnson have a loving relationship that started when Banks was so young that she traveled with her mother, Carolyn London, a former medical photographer who was her manager. Johnson, who now has her own wig collection, fittingly called Legendary, was the first black woman on the cover of American Vogue. She herself has been received with open arms by her predecessor, Naomi Sims, and she decided to pay it forward. She would give Banks advice, not wanting to engage any cattiness on the catwalk. It's no secret that people think women can't get along. Feuds kick off regardless of the field because of a limiting belief that there's not enough room for more than one person to shine when it comes to multi-generational interactions, given fashion's preoccupation with teens. Banks started her career at 15, Johnson at 19, Naomi Campbell at 15, and Simmons at only 13. There can be a culture of hating on whoever comes next. But Banks says that's not her style. I know sometimes people my age, they look at a younger generation and they get jealous of their youth, their vitality, and that they have so much ahead of them, she reflects. But I don't look at the younger generation and get jealous of that because I was once that. I experienced that. I don't have that inside of me. Banks has privately mentored up and comers who've gone on to achieve stardom. She's classy, so she won't say who. Publicly, she ushered in dozens of would-be models on America's Next Top Model and gave the watching world the down low on what's it like when you wanna be on top. For the past several years, clips from the show have circulated on TikTok and X, with certain viewers admonishing Banks for some of her views about the modeling industry. She's been criticized for urging one model to close a gap in her teeth and for body shaming other contestants, Banks says these critics are looking at the show from a modern perspective. Sometimes history can be a little bit revised, and people don't understand that there's a timeline when it comes to change, she explains. Top Model did make a flurry of black women household names. Eva Marcel, Yaya DaCosta, and Tokyra Jones all appeared on season 3 of the show in 2005. Marcel and DaCosta went on to lead high-profile brand campaigns and have successful acting careers. Jones was featured in the black issue of Vogue Italia, which was so popular that Condé Nast had to hurriedly print 40,000 more copies to meet the demand. Isis King, the first trans contestant, and Winnie Harlow, who has vitiligo, also got their start on the show. It's arguable that without it, they might not have gotten the visibility they were afforded. Banks herself rose through the ranks in the early 1990s when black high fashion models on the runway and in magazines were still a rarity. Her goal was to deepen the talent pool's diversity, whether in regard to race, ability. She mentions that the show's 2015 winner, Niall DeMarco, had a hearing impairment, body type, or socioeconomic status. Behind the scenes, her efforts were not always well received. The industry did not like me having diversity in the way that I did on the show, she says. I would hear, oh, you got these girls from the hood on your show, like all of that. You have no idea. Johnson credits the show with unveiling the raw interior of the business. I think when Tyra started to get into television, America's Next Top Model was everything, she says. I mean, that was how the modeling industry was really exposed. Other than that, it was a closed culture. It is tough to be humble and proud and not have one outweigh the other, but Banks strikes the perfect balance when she's talking about the show that assured her performance. She knows she didn't always get it right. There's so many things that we would change, she says, but at the time, you are operating with the information that you have on a show that is hugely popular. So we are all experiencing this together. Banks has had unique media opportunities to address mistakes. There are so many things in my whole career that I would do differently, she says. Lots of things. But the crazy thing is, I had a talk show for 5 years. There were things on Top Model that we did, and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. Y'all let me know that was whack. I would mention it on the talk show and apologize. Or I wrote a book, and in it, I talked about it. Oh, I said this on Top Model, and I shouldn't have done this, even though it would have hurt their career. The fires in Los Angeles came on the heels of Banks' big comeback. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show held in October 2024. It was a reintroduction in more ways than one. The brand's first show in the 6 years since the revelation of its controversial casting methods, visible in a conspicuous scarcity of models of color and plus size models. The lingerie business has fresh players since Banks retired 2 decades ago. Celebrity-backed brands like Rihanna, Savage, X, Fenty, and Skims, co-founded by Kim Kardashian, who personally dialed up Banks and convinced her to appear in a 2022 campaign, are the new heavyweights. When Banks got the word that Victoria's Secret wanted her trademark strut, she did what she so often does when she has to make a tough decision. She called her mama. "My mama said, 'You're not just walking for you this time,'" Banks recalls. "You're 50. You're walking for so many people. You are walking for black women. You are walking for older women, feeling a sense of purpose." Banks agreed. Her closing walk was the highlight of the event. If you watch the show, which has been viewed upward of 27 million times on YouTube, Banks' standalone portion brought over 7 million views on her personal Instagram. You'll see Queen Latifah in the front row, camera out, smiling wide, unable to believe what she's witnessing, Heidi Klum, and some of Banks' proteges, Marcel, Jones, and King, later sang Banks' praises in her comment section. "I had no idea it was going to blow up the way it did," Banks says. "So now I am going to model again. Officially, I ask if we'll see her walking again as soon as this year." "Probably," she says. "She wants to work globally. I'm going to sign with an agency in Sydney. I'm going to have agencies in Paris. I'm going to be in New York. Like, I'm just going to do this." Editor's note: Banks also recently launched her own business venture, Smize and Dream. Her playfully named Australian-based ice cream brand. The company was conceived as an enduring tribute to her mother, with whom she shared memorable ice cream dates as a child, with her current beau, B. Martin, serving as the brand's chief financial officer. Smize and Dream's unconventional flavors include Banks' favorite, which features salted caramel butter and butter roasted pecans in salted sweet cream. In addition, Banks has a movie idea up her sleeve. She reveals that her favorite role was Eve from Life Size and its sequel Life Size 2, the continuing story of a doll that comes to life. Though technically perfect, the doll turned woman still has quite a bit to learn about being human. It was like Barbie before Barbie. Now Banks wants to bring the film back for a third installment. "I want another black girl for the third one," she says. "I was talking to somebody very famous recently about her starring in it. Her lips are sealed when it comes to who that very famous somebody is, but she still will say that a couple of other girls are calling now too." There are offers to bring back Top Model as well, but it's complicated. The show ended earlier than she'd wanted, effectively casing it in amber. "We are getting a lot of interest," she confirms, "but there are business considerations. I don't control 100% of that show." I show Banks a photo of herself from the October 1991 St. Laureate show. It was her first Paris Fashion Week. In the pic, her hands are on her hips. Her hair is pulled back by a thick pink headband, and there's a smile on her face that can't be mistaken for anything other than a teen in wonder and disbelief that she's walking into her dream. I ask Banks what she'd say to that girl. I would say, "It's going to be okay," she replies thoughtfully. I would say, "You have tunnel vision, you're super focused, and it's going to pay off." Did it ever? The confetti falling to the floor and the army of smizing models walking behind her during the Victoria's Secret show was a long-awaited homecoming. It was the manifestation of the door she broke down and of how hard she tried to keep it open for anyone walking behind her. If we let her, she'll keep ushering us in. The next article is titled Serena Williams Reigns as Latest Awardee of Spain's Princess of Austria's Prize for Sports. This article is from BlackEnterprise.com. Serena Williams can add yet another accolade to her stacked list of accomplishments. The Queen of Tennis has been awarded Spain's Princess of Austria's Prize for Sports. The Princess of Austria's awards annually recognize those with strong achievements in a variety of sectors, including the arts, social sciences, and more. Its sports category honors those who have excelled in their field, with this year celebrating the 23-time Grand Slam winner. According to AP News, the awards organizers announced the news May 28th. Although Williams retired from tennis in 2022, the 43-year-old remains a legend for her 73 career singles wins. She will also receive the 50,000 euro monetary allotment that accompanies this esteemed award. The jury for the 2025 awards met in Spain to confer its latest nominee, deeming Williams as one of the greatest tennis players in the history of the sport. They emphasize how her advocacy off the court also played a role in her selection. In addition to her extraordinary sporting career and competitive spirit, Serena Williams has always been a staunch advocate for gender equality and equal opportunities between men and women in sports, as well as in society in general, stated the awards in a press release. The list of Williams' career achievements continues to grow. She has already received multiple honors from the NAACP Image Awards, 2003 President's Award, to the CFDA Fashion Icon Award in 2024. The 2025 Time 100 nominee remains an influential public figure, cementing herself as a trailblazer for diversity and gender equity in the sports industry and beyond. However, the current entrepreneur and mother of two has expanded her dominance in athletics. Williams recently became co-owner of the WNBA's first international franchise, Toronto Tempo, previously covered on Black Enterprise. As a women's sports pioneer, Williams continues her efforts to invest in new athletic ventures for the next generation. With this latest award, her work and career as a formidable champion remain highlighted in international history. The next article is also from BlackEnterprise.com titled Somebody Loves You, Patti LaBelle Icon Celebrates 81st Birthday. On May 24th, fans, friends, and family celebrated the 81st birthday of the one and only Patti LaBelle. The R&B icon is currently one-fourth of The Queens, a tour that features fellow Titans Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Chaka Khan before hitting the stage at the Barclays Center for her birthday performance. LaBelle shared a message with the audience about aging gracefully. The outspoken diva made it clear that she takes pride in growing wise in age. Let me say something. I have so many people who are afraid to say how young they are, she told the Brooklyn crowd. Don't be scared. 81 is wonderful, okay? Happy birthday. As the night progressed, LaBelle's entourage surprised the Patti Pie entrepreneur with her literal flowers and more gifts, including a cake that wished the godmother a happy 81 years young. LaBelle thanked all the people that continue to support her career. I can't do all of this without my band, my crew, my lighting, my sound, my security, which I don't need, but I've got will. And this is for my son, Zuri, said LaBelle. God bless all of you. The If Only You Knew singer has been a staple in Black households for over 60 years. Though a singer by trade, she's acted throughout the years, most notably as the mother of Dwayne Wayne on A Different World. LaBelle let her fans know that she is grateful for her years of success. We don't take that for granted. We are such hard-working women, she said, referring to her fellow queens. I've been doing it for 65 years, and to still have people come to see our show, we are truly blessed. The iconic soul singer shared a post on Instagram thanking those involved in making the night special. Thank you to the queens, my family and team, and the At Black Promoters Collective, and everyone who joined us for the Queens tour at the Barclays Center and helped me to celebrate my 81st birthday. If only you knew how much I do love you. After a successful show at the Barclays Center, LaBelle, Mills, Khan, and Knight will continue the Queens tour through fall 2025. Due to high demand, there will be a second leg of the tour. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.